We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos at the end of Siman Reish Samech Hei regarding Kalim that are placed beneath the Ner, Siv Dalad on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Noisim Kli Tachas HaNer, you could put a vessel beneath the candle, the Kabbalah Netzaitis, to accept sparks. Neshim B'mamish, because that doesn't have substance. The Inkambitl Kli Mechaneh, and unlike the previous Siv, it doesn't have any problem about nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Avalo Yitin L'Techem Mayim, you're not allowed to put water inside of it. I feel by Yom, even from before Shabbos. And Shabbakarib is my keep on the tzitzis because it's making it get closer the time of when the sparks get extinguished if there's water over there. But come on my web. But you're allowed to put water in a lantern from a Likim of Shabbos that you light from before Shabbos. Keep it in the scaffold because then your intention is not for extinguishing. And like Be'er Shabbos is just a higher the level of the oil. Some say, I feel in the scab and the keeper, even if his intention is extinguished, sure, it's permitted, because there the water is not visible. It's beneath the oil. So Allah have a gram keeper, it's only going to be considered as a cause of extinguishing. That's the custom, says the smag. It says Mishabrua, and the sif cut in your base, daf mem amud aleph. Mishabrua says, the Machaber had said, that noistim kli, you're allowed to put a vessel. So Mishabrua explains, I feel of a Shabbos, even on Shabbos, Sivkot Yod Gimel, like you're allowed to put a vessel beneath the lamp, beneath the candle, the Kabbalah Netzaitis, to receive the sparks, which is Shalheves HaNeteves Menaner. That's the flame that jumps from the candle. And the reason why you're allowed to put a vessel beneath it is Kadesh LeYudlik Mashatakhtav. You don't want what, I mean, at least that's your reason, that you don't want what's beneath it to catch on fire. So he said, that's okay, because it doesn't have any sifkat nyodal mamish. There's no substance by the tzitzit in the sparks. Shemiyat and kubin, sparks, they extinguish right away on contact. And therefore, it's no problem, unlike the previous sif. Mutl teltlisikli, you're allowed to move the vessel, af achash enough to even after the sparks fall inside of it. There's no nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Af l'shamu etis, even for a moment. Because that is the problem of bitl klimechane, even for a moment. Me, however, the ashes of the sparks, asl talvin, that would be forbidden to move. Because that's something that was introduced as a new item that's called noilin, which that is muktzah. So the Magen Rambam says the Ein Bel Yiraba discusses this idea, but just the spark itself, that wouldn't be a problem. Sivkan tezvav, and we said, however, you now put water, a filim b'yoyim, even from before Shabbos, that you can't put into the vessel that you're putting beneath to catch the sparks. Now, Bavak of the Bishar Malachas, even though by all other Malachas, Kaimalam, we know the Halachas, the Shar Lahaskalas, and by Yom Elad started from before Shabbos, Vamalacha Nigmeres, but Shabbos, and the Malacha gets finished on Shabbos, Kamesh Kazarishim, Rishon, and Bays. Look, as you know, not Gezer, don't make a decree, Shemi Askalas, Kim Shabbos, and you might come to start on Shabbos. So why here? Why can't you put water in the bowl beneath the lamp so that when the sparks go, it doesn't catch on fire, it goes into the bowl? That you're okay with, because not about the Kabbalah, but you're concerned that if there's water inside, you're making the kibbutz, the extinguishing, having a moment earlier when it hits the water. But you're doing it from before Shabbos. Generally, we hold that's not a problem. It says, Mishabur Shani Hassan, there it's different. In general, regarding whatever malach it is that you started from before Shabbos, everyone knows it's malach. No one's going to make a mistake to do it on Shabbos. Over here, yes, you have to be concerned. A person might think, Shem B'zesh Shemister, I didn't do anything wrong. What am I doing wrong? I'm just putting water beneath it. The Asakim B'Shabbos is going to come to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, that's a problem. You have to be concerned that he might lift up the vessel with the water to catch the sparks. And then he's going to be extinguishing in them. That's the taste of the safe perikira. Look at the other reasons. Also, we're digging Magavram, Magavram, quotes. Why here we're more stringent than in general, even though you're doing it from before Shabbos. Sivkat and Tezayin. And the reason for this is because you're making it close to the time of when the sparks are going to be extinguished. Because of El Yerabba writes B'Shem Isvaheta in the name of the Sefer Isvaheta. Kishyesh Sakana's Dleika. Now, when there is a danger of a fire, Chas V'Shalom, Mutlit Niklim Olimayim, the common says, then you are allowed to put a vessel filled with water to catch the sparks. Well, if he's according to this, if the person sees that there's a lamp or a candle that is bending, people are shukran is going to fall on the table, Rashai Lahamatak, then you're allowed to put beneath it a vessel full with water, that the whole table in the house doesn't catch on fire. Chas v'shalom. He's not so okay with that halach of this v'ata. But it says in Mishmur, near the Yishlahok of Makom Atchak, it's in one kumilin in a present situation. I did cotton. So you get a child to put the bowl full. Oh, look like the candle's going to fall okay, get the Yankala, come here, put the water with the thing beneath it, and that would be permitted. Sivkat and Yudzayin. Now, we said, however, you light up a water in a lantern that you light, you literally from before Shabbos, because since She'in Miskaven, Sivkat and Yudzayin, that you're not intending to extinguish it, just to lift up the level of the oil. Well, I can't therefore look at you in Shabbos, give a Shabbos. So it's not good, you can do it on Shabbos, because that's not what you're trying. You're not doing kibbutz in Erev Shabbos to think that you might do it on Shabbos itself. Now, the Rambam said that v'yesh sibkat yudches v'yeshem v'chulu. Some say that even if your intention is to extinguish it by lifting up the level of the oil, it's still going to be permitted because you don't. It's, the water is not visible. It's just beneath the oil. Now, v'litim Erev Shabbos mayim. Now, to put on Erev Shabbos water l'tuch hakana into the reed. Sha'imid b'yiner shabbos chelib. That is standing a wax candle or a fat candle, that it should be extinguished when it gets up until the water. That's asla kulam. That's forbidden according to everyone. Because there you're intending for it to be extinguished when it hits there. And then the fire falls into it literally. And the water is visible. And it's beneath the fire. So that's like the halacha of the Bechar, that the Gemara already brings, that they made that forbidden even if you're doing it from before Shabbos. In a situation of need, one could rely on this list. Rely on the halachic authorities that they hold the dafka k'shamayim b'kli acharas. No, it's only when the water is in another vessel, like the case of the Gemara, where you're putting it beneath the lamp, then it's going to be forbidden. As you continue to obey, because you might come to do it on Shabbos. But regarding that lamp itself, if you have the water inside over there, it's not applicable to a decree. They might come to do it on Shabbos. I call you. Never know. Shas leikim b'nei adolik. They now touch a lit light. So you can rely on that in a pressing situation. Gam Yizor, you chose to be careful, lit na mayim bakana, put the water in the reed, koidim shemavik aner, before you light the candle, says El Rabbi Chaya Adam. So that's already from before the lit candle. Well, cool. I'm according to everyone, muta litcha baner b'erev Shabbos, atech achol. You light a stick of candle on Erev Shabbos into sand, or creates similar things. The Indian, in a way, shekashagia urlosham, when the fire is going to reach it, but even the aim, Elisha v'yezim, it's going to prevent it from burning more, because it's going to hit the ground. It's going to go out by itself. That's indirectly causing it to go out. That you don't have this problem about the water where you might come to do it on Shabbos and lift it up and extinguish it. It's just gram kibbutz, which that you could do from before Shabbos. Be alocha in Devar Maschil Avol. Mechaber said that you can't put water inside. You can put a bowl beneath it from before Shabbos. You can't put water inside of it from before Shabbos. So the Bi'al Lacha says, even if someone violated and they did put water in, Prima Gadim says, name of Rashi, you have to remove the water whenever you want to be Masakin, you're aver. The Bimas L'Techimayim, they say you should not put water inside of it. And even if he wants to put the vessel with the water before he lights the oil, still, the Magen Avraham is inclined to be machmer. I mean, you could hear it to say that this was even if you lit the candle and you put it there, that's the problem about wanting it to be extinguished. But if you did it before you even lit the candle, maybe you would say that's mutter. So even that, the Magen Avraham is inclined to be stringent. In the V'maschel Kibinchein Miskaven, Mechaber said that you light up a water in a lantern that you lit before Shabbos, because there your intention is not to extinguish it. It's just to lift up. You know, people like Ner Chanukah, they have these big things. They don't want to light the whole thing, so they put water on the bottom. That type of thing. So the Rush writes another reason, that by shemen, by oil, there's no kibbutz at all. And even if you wouldn't put water inside of it, when the oil would be used up, the wick would go out. So the Rush says, I'm not doing anything with the water. It would have gone out anyway when the oil is used up. Now the Magen Avraham writes that according to this, even on Shabbos, then you're allowed to put water into the lantern if a non-Jew is lighting it for the purposes of a sick person, because you're not doing anything. Eli Rabbi disagrees on this. Look over there. So according to the other Paiskim, also Magen Avraham would be made that it's aser. And places where the custom is to light a lantern from before Shabbos, and they first put in water, then the oil, and when they call a non-Jew on Shabbos to light it, letzarech chayla, so then he's doing this on his own, like the minhag here. So it says the matzav brachah shai true, but that would be permitted. The matzav b'yesh oimim, the Ramah brought that some say that even if his intention is to extinguish it by the lantern, it's still permitted because the water is not visible, it's just beneath the oil. And so it's only gram kibbutz in direct causation, of extinguishing, therefore that's permitted. So it says, look at the Magen Avraham that contests these words of the Rama, that you don't find this in the Smag that he allegedly quotes this from. However, says the Bi'al Halacha, because that you don't see in the Smag, his words are not rejected, according to what the Vilna Gaon writes, that this Halacha depends on the two Terutzim of Tesis. According to the first Terutz, it depends on when a fire falls directly into water, where the Halacha is that it's Mutter. So look at Magen Avraham and the Magen Mishnah, that this Terutz seems primary. However, Chedushei Rashba sounds like that a lamp is called the halacha when it falls directly into the water, and it's only because it's not miskaven that it's shari, so then tzarachin, because here where that's your intention, maybe that would be forbidden. The Rebbe miskaven lekibui, that even if you're intending to extinguish it, some say it's permitted. In other words, that he's intending that after the oil gets used up, it's going to go out right away, and that the kli shouldn't get ruined. That's what the Taz writes. And because that's what the water really does. I mean, it's not after the oil is used up, it's really going out anyway. You just don't want the kli to get ruined. The Rabbi writes in the name of the Mabusha Yamtiv that when the oil is close to the water, the nair gets extinguished even when there is a little bit of oil. And that's the chiddush, that even if it's intending to extinguish, because that still this sheet to hold is permitted. The Masach Gram Kibui, so it's just indirect causation to go out there if it's permitted. Even at Simishin Lamadal, we hold the Gram Kibui Shari, only in Mokum say the situation of laws. That's not Shabbos itself. We're not going to be guys in such a situation. Erev Shabbos, because of Shabbos, says the Taz of Shabbos.
Some of the dirshu number 22, on the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Ches, that b'makom tzarich, one could permit that to put an Erev Shabbos water into the kana that's in the Ner Shava, so it extinguishes when it reaches the water. So you see from what he's saying that even Mokum Tzarech, it wasn't permitted to do this only on Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself, because that's considered making the extinguishing coming closer. And Pinchas Nish, that's only Gram Kibui, that's permitted on Shabbos, and Mokum Hefzer Ol Tzarech Chayla, and therefore, if the smoke is coming out of the wick, could be harmful for the sick person, it's permitted even on Shabbos to put water into the Kana, even if the Neir Shabbos is already lit, to quicken the extinguishing of the candle. Dishon number 24 spoke about any hudi coming on Shabbos to light l'tzarech l'chayla. Now, a nachri that lights on Shabbos in there for the purpose of the chayla, Chasnesh writes that not to allow the nachri to place a vessel with water beneath the sparks, because Chazal make forbidden the actual essence of a vessel with water beneath the sparks. It's, you're not allowed to allow it, even if the non-Jew is doing it. The Ramascha in dishon number 25, Bi'alacha had referenced that even though Simon Shem Lamadal, we hold the halacha as Gram Kibur is permitted, Dafke Makam Seda, says in Shabbos itself, but we did not make such a gezeira on Erev Shabbos. Now, connecting a Shabbos clock to the fuse, to the electric fuse, to that the clock should stop the activation of the electricity on Shabbos, Chaznesh writes, that's considered like a grama, and you don't have Malachas Kibui, and there's no Malacha of Seis, according to Heshita, that unplugging the electric circuit would be generally a problem about Malach HaSaisa. However, he's inclined that connecting it is rabbinically forbidden, because through that he's introducing a power that will extinguish. And he adds on that Al-Kapanim, connecting the clock to electricity, is that forbidden in the Torah because of Malach of Baina. Now, regarding a Shabbos clock that was set to stop the electric current on Shabbos, and they want to make it earlier, the time of when it's going to turn off. So Shlomo Zalman is not sure if that's considered like kibbe b'yadayim, like actively extinguishing, or that's only like gram kibbe, like indirectly causing. And it comes out that l'tzarech achayla shem b'sakana, just a sick person, or tzarech mitzvah, it would be permitted to do it, because extinguishing electricity is not biblically forbidden. And it's only like extinguishing a metal coal, which is only rabbinically forbidden, because you don't have no need there's no charcoal. And we mentioned before from the Chaznish that actually extinguishing electricity is an Isser of Slicer, because you're undoing the network, the circuit. Now this all, specifically, it's possible to do it by moving the tablet of the clock. But if this is connected with the moving of the piece from the Shabbos clock to connect it somewhere else, then one should not be lenient. only a situation of loss or for a great need. Look over there how he explains this. Now, if they want to delay the turning off of the Shabbos clock, Shlomo Zalman writes, that's permitted to do that. If, again, it not involving with moving of one of the pegs from the board, as we mentioned, that since it's only distancing something that prevents the continuation of the electric flow, so that's like similar to closing a door in front of a candle that's not extinguishing the wind. I mean that the wind doesn't extinguish it. Well, that's okay. You're just preventing something from blowing it out. Now he adds on that you don't qualify it like mechaba, because ikur kibui is never removed. It's just delaying it through a grama. But lemaisa b'shem zaman rule instructed to not do this only if it's for tzarach gadol or for example like a tzarach chayla. Now then, Shmuel Zegis Moshe writes that if someone does malacha through a Shabbos clock, it's considered like he's doing malacha himself, and that's been all b'yashim. And he explains that since he's preparing something to activate like this, it's not considered a grum. It's considered like a ma'aser b'yadayim. That's been in the Skirel. It's in all situations one should not set a Shabbos clock, even if he's doing it that it should go turn off later. From the concern, that's considered like a tikkun klibah Shabbos, like rectifying the vessel. Rabbi Eliashib adds that according to what's brought later on from the Chazon Ish, that changing the situation of the electric fuse, even when there's no electricity in the wires, it's considered like bainus eiser. Then changing the clock is also considered like a shina of like binyan, and therefore that would be aser. However, if he's causing for the electricity to flow, to the electric flow that remain lit as it is right now, and not to it be extinguished at all, Shmuel Zegis Moshe writes that you don't have kibbutz over there, and that would be permitted. Look over there, the Akabonim shouldn't do it because halacha muktzah. Now, to take out the plug from the socket at a time when the electricity is not activated, or to do a similar type of thing regarding the electric fuse, so that the light should not turn on when the electricity goes on, Pinner Shlomo Zalman is that there's no problem by Issa Bainu Seisa, because only causing that the light shouldn't go on, he adds on that even according to the Chazon Ish would have like this. However, that a person shouldn't be moving Muktzah B'yadayim, one should only do it backhanded, like for example with his elbow. However, the Pinner Chazon Ish, that's not permitted to move Muktzah in such a way. On the other hand, Shuvah Shor Letzion writes that according to the Chazon Ish, it's forbidden to move the fuse even when electricity is not active. And the reason is because that's like Bainu Seisa, the path that the electricity could pass through. And that's also written in Sefer Maris Nasan, in the name of the Chazon Ish, and that's how he writes in his name in Arches Rabbeinu. Issue number 26, Pin Chazon Ish, that Erev Shabbos, you're permitted to put water in the Kana, even if the candle is already lit. Mishbura says one should be careful to put the water in the Kana before he lights the candle. Chazon Ish says, that's okay.